I tell you what we'll be doing. We'll be following the Peter and Paul Snowden stable because you can follow them with confidence. They've got some really good two-year-olds at the moment, particularly Catch Me, who I thought had to do it the hard way but showed her class in the Blue Diamond preview yesterday. Peter's on the line. Peter, good morning. And is that a fair summation of the race? She had to do it the hard way, but she was just too classy in the end.
Yeah, good morning, Ray, Jimmy. Certainly was, Ray. Yeah, got it in one. It's in her favours in the run. Did plenty of work out wide and covered ground. But the sixes were outstanding. I got them later. It's just seeing what she done, how well she finished. You know, 11:51 your last furlong after sitting like getting a wide run like that speaks a fair bit of volume for ability.
Mm. So, Pete, the experience of racing previously was pretty important during the course of that race, by the looks of things. What about the way she prepares for racing? She's still got a fair bit to learn from that point of view. Is that right?
Tracking-wise, she's fine. She's been down here for 7 weeks, so she's had a whole preparation down here. So I got no problems going the Melbourne way. That's not an issue at all. It was just through the barrier that she was caught wide and covered ground, and she knew, almost got into a trundling position, but the horse she was following came back in her face, and she got a bit too keen, so she had to pop outside of it and work on her own. But she made the corner great, did everything right that way. She's very tractable. Mm-hmm. The only thing she did today was pre-race, she got really stirred up in the mountain yard.
That's yeah.
Not her at all. She's never done that in her life, so it was a complete surprise to see her do that because she's such a placid filly and was like that all day out the back. She was perfect. You wouldn't believe, I said to Karen while we're waiting for her, we spoke with the owners before the race and went out to get the call to come out and get on, and she's walking around great. I said, God, this filly's, she's got a mind like a five-year-old, you know. She's so advanced in everything she does. She's been so quiet at the back. As soon as I said that, she reared the air. She looked at me and said, what's that? And we went to get on and she did it about three more times and whipped around and just did things she'd never done before. And anyhow, that was a bit disappointing, but look, we'll work on that. We'll give her a couple of dummy runs to the races and just walk around everywhere and give her a good look at everything and give her that good experience, because if she does make it to Blue Diamond Day, there'll be a lot more excitement about yard than what was in there yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So the sectionals and to the naked eye is one thing, but when Karen jumps off and says, look, this is as good a two-year-old as he's sat on this year or this season, and that includes Exhilarates, so how much more confidence does that give you, Pete?
Yeah, look, I thought I was really taken by her first when Jimmy and Sydney. I thought, yeah, it was outstanding, but one run doesn't make a handy horse. They've got to repeatedly keep doing it and getting better from it. And I was looking for that sort of run from her yesterday, and I think she ticked that box as well. So I think she's above average. In my mind, she's so equal to what Earthquake was at the same stage. So if she can keep going along like that, she's certainly got a chance.
What about Anaheed, Pete? As good as Catch Me was, I think Anaheed's run was probably a little bit inconclusive because it didn't look like she was had a lot of galloping room, sort of stuck third the fence there.
Yeah, it wasn't. I went back and seen the race, and I was trying to watch both of them. It was a bit difficult, but you're banging on there because she just raced very new inside horses. And I've got to say, when you think about things, when we educate horses, quite often I like to get my horses back in trials early and learn how to race and get clods in the face and whatever. And couple of trials she had in Sydney, she led in one and set outside the lead another one. And the day that she raced, she sat three deep in the cover and won. But yesterday she found herself in a third defence spot and she was just had horses all around her. Even at home, she doesn't seem to worry about it, but she was definitely taking a lot of notice of horses around her yesterday. And she was tight and she had no clear air the whole way down the running. And I felt she had a lot more to offer. And I'll definitely put some gear on her next start and you'll probably see her jump out of the ground.
Yeah, both fillies going forward, definite chances in the Blue Diamond. Peter, you produced a two-year-old yesterday at Randwick, a schnitzel colt called Aussie. Look, I know the winner was highly impressive. He was in a different race, but he made a really solid debut running second, Aussie.
Yeah, he's still got a bit to learn too. He just he sat on that good speed and travelled well, and when Huey asked him to quick, and he did that and got past the leader, and just a little bit new. He just doesn't know how to let go yet and fully extend, but look, that'll come. I wasn't yet there yesterday, but here we told the owners that he's definitely getting better and better each time he rides him, but he still feels like there's another gear there to come, so hopefully that comes soon, and we'll see the horse progress those better races coming up.
Pete, it was good to see you up at the Magic Millions. There you were hobnobbing with the Triple Crown Syndications boys, Michael and Chris, and you know, there I was with Dave Stanley with the pockets turned out, doing our best. So how'd you go up there? Did you secure some good yearlings? And second to that, the Red Zell, how's he progressing for his next preparation?
Yeah, all's on track with Red. I worked him in the course proper yesterday. He worked sensational. So he's back on track with the first serious gallop he's had, and he came through it for flying colours. So really happy with him. He's having a good prep. He runs on the second week of March, 9th of March, I think the date is, the challenge. And he's on track. He'll have two trials before then. His first one's, I think, it's on the 11th. So now he's on track. And the sales did really well. Triple Crown bought 7, so they had a good sale. And they were lucky enough to find owners for them before they left the sale, so that's even better.
Wow. Yeah, very good. And look, I'd get in trouble from Syndicate Head Matthew King if I didn't ask. A lot of excitement around the ownership team of King's Trust. Back in the stables, is that right, Pete? Can you give us an update?
No, he's not in the stables yet, but he's doing some rehab work. As we know, he had two ops, one on his knees and one on his privates. So he's just going through a bit of rehab now, getting him back on track. But as I sent it to you the other day, but he looks in great order, so can't wait to get him back.
Neither can Jimmy Pete Tuffney. Ask every time.
If you're looking for any instruction in any way, shape or form, Pete, you know, don't be afraid to jump on the phone.
Pete might delay the return so he doesn't get those phone calls from me.
Fair enough.
That. You seem to be a ball of knowledge up the sales.
It's the old 80-20 rule, Pete. I think I'm one of the 20% that give you so much grief. You get them out of the stable.
All good, mate.
Nah, fantastic.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete. Congratulations with Catch Me Yesterday and with Anna Heat, Inc. They're both fillies to follow, and let's hope we're talking to you plenty of times during the Autumn Carnival.
I certainly hope so, right? Anytime, mate.
Thanks, Pete.
See you, Jimmy.
There he is, Pete Snowden. Trains in conjunction with his son, Paul, and a really good win with Catch Me down there at Melbourne